You ever notice those people who just have this like knack for making everyone around them feel comfortable?
Yeah.
It's like they have this this warmth about them. Mm-hmm. Like they just make you feel good to be around.
Definitely. Yeah. And they're usually the ones who remember everybody's birthday and
right.
offer a listening ear if you need to talk.
Totally.
Those are our high blues.
High blues for sure. and today we're going deep into how these high blue superpowers
mm-hmm.
not only make them incredible colleagues, but also can really help them find their sweet spot in the workplace.
Yeah.
Using this cool tool called IME.
I think what's fascinating is that these high blue traits, you know, empathy, building relationships, valuing harmony, it's not just, you know, nice to have. They're serious assets in a work setting, you know.
Right.
These are real tangible skills that can really transform a team's dynamic.
It's like their empathy superpower is it fuels all these amazing things they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some research here that shows that high blues excel at creating this sense of community.
Yes.
Even in like a corporate environment.
Yeah.
You know, they're the glue that holds teams together.
That's true.
And they just make everybody feel so valued and heard.
Think about it. They're the ones organizing the team lunches.
Oh, yeah.
Remembering the birthdays, checking in on colleagues who seem down.
Yeah.
And it's not just about being nice. It's about actively building a culture of support and connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that my friend has a direct impact on productivity and morale.
Oh, absolutely. And one study even showed that teams with a strong high blue presence tend to have lower turnover rates.
That makes sense.
And higher job satisfaction. So
yeah.
It's like that positive energy is just contagious.
Yes.
But here's the thing. It's not always easy being a high blue in a world that often prioritizes competition and individual achievement.
Right.
And that's where IME comes in.
Exactly. Think of IME as a sort of personality decoder ring.
Okay.
You know, it helps you understand your own communication style, in this case, high blue,
uh-huh.
and how it interacts with other styles, like the more assertive high reds or the analytical high greens.
So it's like a roadmap for navigating all the different personalities at work.
Precisely.
Okay.
So let's say you're a high blue and you're working with a high red who's all about efficiency and direct communication.
Right.
IME helps you recognize that
yeah.
and adapt your approach.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, lengthy explanations, you can be more concise and action-oriented,
mm-hmm.
which will resonate better with their style.
Uh-huh. So it's about understanding those nuances and tailoring your communication so that there's better understanding.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. But how does all of this help high blues actually find their sweet spot at work?
Two ways, really.
Okay.
First, by understanding their own strengths through the lens of IME,
mm-hmm.
high blues can identify careers where their natural empathy and relationship building skills are highly valued.
Yeah.
We're talking fields like education counseling, human resources,
uh-huh.
roles where connecting with people is paramount.
Okay, so it's about matching their superpowers to a career that actually needs it.
Right.
Makes sense. What's the second way?
It's about using IME to navigate workplace dynamics and build stronger relationships with colleagues, regardless of their IME type.
Okay.
So imagine a high blue leading a team with a mix of high reds, greens, and yellows.
Yeah.
By understanding how each type communicates and processes information,
uh-huh.
they can create a more harmonious and productive work environment.
So it's like having this secret weapon to unlock better communication and collaboration.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful. But does that mean that a high blue is like stuck in certain careers?
No, not at all.
Could they be, say, like a CEO or an entrepreneur?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Remember, IME isn't about putting people in boxes.
Right.
It's about understanding your strengths
yeah.
and using that knowledge to thrive in any environment.
Mm-hmm.
So a high blue CEO, for example, might use their IME insights to build a company culture that values empathy and collaboration.
Okay.
Even in a fast-paced, results-driven industry.
I'm starting to see how this all connects.
Yeah.
But let's get even more specific in our next segment. We'll explore some concrete examples of how high blues can leverage their superpowers in IME to find work that truly lights them up.
Sounds good. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we're talking about those high blue superpowers and how IME can help them find their sweet spot.
Yeah, we were just talking about how high blues can leverage their natural empathy to create these like really amazing workplace cultures, mm-hmm. no matter what their career is.
Right.
But let's get down to like brass tacks.
Yeah.
What are some specific career paths where high blues are likely to thrive?
Well, you know, some fields immediately come to mind, like education.
Uh-huh.
High blues often have this natural ability to connect with learners.
Yeah.
Create a really supportive and encouraging environment
right.
where everyone feels comfortable asking questions and taking risks.
It makes sense when you think about teachers who make a real impact. You know, the ones that students remember years later.
Mm-hmm.
It's often the ones who believed in their students and saw their potential even when they doubted themselves.
Absolutely. It's not just about delivering information.
Yeah.
It's about fostering a love of learning, building confidence, and celebrating that individual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all things that come naturally to high blues.
And it's not just limited to the classroom, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about mentors, coaches, trainers.
Right.
Anyone who helps others develop their skills and knowledge.
Absolutely. And think about how IMA adds another layer of insight here.
Okay.
Let's say you're high blue, teaching a class with a mix of IMA styles.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a high red student who thrives on clear expectations and direct feedback.
Okay.
And then you've got a high green student who needs detailed explanations and logical frameworks to grasp new concepts.
So how does a high blue navigate those different needs?
Well, that's where that IMA awareness comes in.
Okay.
By understanding those different communication styles, the high blue teacher can adapt their approach,
mm-hmm.
providing that structure and directness the high red student needs, while also offering the in-depth explanations the high green student craves.
So you're not just teaching the subject matter.
Yeah.
You're tailoring your approach to meet individual needs.
Exactly. And that personalized touch is something high blues are often incredibly good at.
Yeah.
It's one of their superpowers.
It is. Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about healthcare.
Okay.
Another field that seems like a natural fit for high blues.
Without a doubt, think about the qualities that make a truly great healthcare professional.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy, compassion, the ability to listen and make patients feel truly heard.
Right.
Those are all hallmarks of a high blue.
And it's not just about doctors and nurses.
Right.
We're talking therapists, counselors, social workers,
mm-hmm.
anyone who provides care and support to those in need.
Exactly. High blues have this innate ability to connect with people on an emotional level.
Yeah.
To create that safe space mm-hmm. where vulnerability and healing can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And again, IMA can play a crucial role here.
Okay, I'm curious, how does IMA come into play in a healthcare setting?
So let's say you're a high blue therapist working with a high green client who's struggling with anxiety.
Okay.
A high green often needs a lot of information and logical explanations to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So the high blue therapist might incorporate cognitive behavioral therapy techniques, which are very structured and evidence-based.
So it's about understanding how that high green client processes information.
Right.
And tailoring the therapy accordingly.
Exactly. Now imagine that same high blue therapist is working with a high red client
okay.
who's more action oriented and might be resistant to traditional talk therapy.
Yeah.
The high blue therapist, using their IMA knowledge,
mm-hmm.
could suggest incorporating mindfulness exercises or physical activity into the treatment plan,
right.
knowing that high reds often respond well to more active approaches.
So IMA isn't just this like theoretical tool.
Yeah.
It's something that can be applied in real world situations to create better outcomes.
Absolutely. And it's not just limited to those one-on-one interactions.
Right.
Think about the role that high blues can play in shaping healthcare policies and advocating for patients' rights.
Mm-hmm.
They can use their IMA insights to communicate effectively with lawmakers and administrators.
Okay.
Bridging that gap between the human side of healthcare and the often complex world of policymaking.
So it's not just about working directly with patients.
Right.
It's about using those high blue skills to create a more compassionate and equitable healthcare system.
Exactly. And those same principles can be applied to a whole range of careers.
Yeah.
Human resources, social work, nonprofit management, even creative fields like writing and music.
It's like high blues have this unique ability to bring heart and soul into whatever work they do.
Precisely. And when they combine that heart and soul with the practical insights of IMA,
yeah.
they can truly find their sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
A career that not only uses their talents, but also fills them with a sense of purpose and joy.
This is inspiring, but before we get too carried away, I'm curious about the flip side.
Okay.
Are there any potential pitfalls for high blues to watch out for in the workplace?
Yeah.
And how can IMA help them navigate those challenges?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll explore in our next segment, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Glad to be back.
We've been talking about all these like amazing ways high blues can use their empathy superpower and IMA to create these fulfilling careers.
Mm.
But before we wrap up, I'm kind of curious about the potential challenges, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, right?
Right.
Even with all their strengths, high blues can sometimes face certain hurdles in the workplace.
Like what kind of hurdles are we talking about?
Well, one thing that our sources highlighted is that high blues can be a little too accommodating, sometimes to the point of putting others' needs before their own.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, they're so focused on creating harmony and making sure everybody's happy,
right,
that they might end up overextending themselves or even neglecting their own well-being.
Exactly. And this can lead to burnout, resentment, or even, you know, feeling taken advantage of.
So how can IMA help with that?
Well, awareness is key, right? Mm-hmm. By understanding their own high blue tendencies through the lens of IMA,
okay,
they can start to recognize those patterns and set healthier boundaries.
So it's about using IMA for self-awareness.
Yes.
Not just understanding others.
Precisely. And it's not about becoming less empathetic or shutting down their caring nature.
Right.
It's about finding that balance between being supportive and protecting their own energy.
That makes a lot of sense. Are there any other like potential pitfalls that high blues might want to watch out for?
Another thing that came up in our research is that high blues can sometimes struggle with assertiveness.
Okay.
Especially in environments where direct communication is really valued.
I can see that they might avoid conflict or have trouble speaking up for themselves when they feel like something's not right.
Right. And this can be especially challenging when working with more assertive styles like high reds.
So how can they use IMA to navigate those situations?
Again, it goes back to understanding those different communication styles.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that a high red values directness and efficiency,
mm-hmm.
a high blue can learn to frame their communication in a way that resonates with that style.
So instead of like dancing around the issue,
yeah,
they could be more upfront and focused on the key points.
Right. It's not about changing who they are, but rather adapting their approach to communicate more effectively.
This has been so insightful. Any final words of wisdom for our high blue listeners out there?
Embrace your empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift, not a weakness.
Yeah.
Use it to build connections, foster collaboration, and create a more compassionate world.
Love it.
But also remember to take care of yourself.
Right.
Set boundaries. Speak your truth, and don't be afraid to shine your light.
Beautifully said. And for those of you who want to dive deeper into the world of INA,
yes,
we'll be sharing some resources in the show notes.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time.